Oh my god, that is so cool!
That's one artist trying out a new medium for the first time, sculpting in virtual reality. Wearing a headpiece and waving wireless controllers in each hand, she's creating a work that the audience can see on a screen, but only she can walk through.
It makes noise!
Virtual reality, or VR, demonstrations were brought to three art centers from Aspen to Carbondale last week. They were run by mom and son team Deborah and Brady Mum from an arts center in California. They introduced two VR programs. One is designed for 3D virtual sculpting, and the other allows users to paint and create virtual environments.
Most of the applications for virtual reality now are not necessarily artistic based, and we want to change this and really engage people and empower people to use it as a creative tool.
The Mum Duo was brought to the Valley by architect Gino Rossetti and stone carver and bronze artist Mark Harris. The two are also gifting a VR setup to Carbondale Arts, so other local artists can use this technology too.
And I just tried this out, and it blew my mind. I just said, oh my God.
Harris says that virtual reality is expected to be a multi-billion dollar industry in the next couple years. He sees opportunities for artists to collaborate across the globe.
If you had a friend in any country in the world, and you are working on something, you can connect with each other and be working on the same piece.
Carbondale Arts gallery manager Brian Colley doesn't expect VR to replace the tactile experience of drawing or sculpting, but he does see it as a tool.
I think it is a good way to practice and just have fun and explore different ideas. You can do anything that's in your head, and I think that might even help you realize that you can even do that in real life with paper and pencil and paint.
In response to COVID-19, many art galleries have already adapted to online exhibits and events. The applications of virtual reality are not hard to imagine in an increasingly virtual world. I'm Kathleen Shannon with KDNK News.